Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about what's happening in Washington, D.C., and also what's happening this week in a federal court in California, where they're taking up the question of whether President Trump's actions there recently violated the law. Will that affect D.C. and what courts may say about that?
There's a big difference between what the president has done in Washington, D.C., and what he did in L.A. You know, D.C. is not a state, and so there's no governor, and there's no a person to kind of control the law enforcement there. So it is left to the president to do that. So the idea of having the National Guard or taking over the military in Washington, D.C. is an easier reach for him. And there is still a rule, a home rule, that says that he can do this for 30 days, and then he has to get congressional power to continue it. So there has to be some sort of exigent circumstances to do that. So right now, he probably is within his right to do that. L.A. is a different story because the governors are in charge of their own National Guards, and the governor there did not want the federal government in their law enforcement. So the question is going to be, Is what Trump did a violation of what is called the Posse Comitatus Act, which is a strange word that means the power of the county, really. And it's a law that was passed in the 1800s. It says that no, military from a national basis cannot come in to your state and take it over with that separation of the nation and the states. So the question is going to be, did he violate? And I think that the ruling there is going to have some significant precedent going forward.
Is there any precedent for what the president is doing now in Washington, D.C.?
Well, there is, and there was back George H.W. Bush in 1989 used the military to come down on drugs in D.C. And there was a memo that was an internal memo that decided that this was a legal use of the military. It wasn't really binding, but it did address the issue. So I think he's probably on okay terms to do what he's doing now, at least for 30 days.
This week, a federal judge denied the Justice Department's request to unseal grand jury materials in Ghislaine Maxwell's criminal case. Do we have a good idea of what was in those records now from the judge's opinion, Karen?
Yeah, it was a 31-page opinion, and he was very firm in saying that, first of all, it's really difficult to get grand jury records unsealed. It's almost impossible to do it, and that's for good reason, because we want to keep that stuff confidential in case other people's names are mentioned that aren't being accused. But that said, this judge went on to say, listen, there's nothing in here. There's nothing that sheds new light, no new venues, no new perpetrators, no new co-conspirators, no new victims. And this, you know, the idea of releasing it, it looks like it's transparency, but it really is a diversion. And he went on to say that this is not going to shed light on anything. The only people who testified before the grand jury were law enforcement people. There weren't other witnesses. So I think this was a lot to do about nothing.
And finally, let's talk a little bit about the new law that has been passed banning corporal punishment in schools. Explain this law, Karen.
Well, it's surprising, isn't it, that this law is a new law?
Yeah.
We are one of only five states that have banned corporal punishment in all schools. Corporal punishment was banned in public schools for a while, but now this makes it illegal to use corporal punishment in any school, public or private. And, you know, it's just a very interesting rule, because you would have thought that it would have been wrong for any teacher to use corporal punishment. But the law is pretty strong in the idea that, you know, in the home and in the school, there is a right to discipline children in the way that people see fit.
And we're talking about physical force here, aren't we?
Right, exactly. Corporal, with the meaning of body punishment, as opposed to, you know, sitting out or time out and that kind of stuff.
So what rights do parents have, at least in Illinois, legally, to use physical force to punish children?
Parents can do that. They can do it. And where it crosses the line is excessive force. And what that means is whatever a court will determine. So, you know, they say that using your hand and not leaving any marks might be a legal use of force. But if you use a paddle or you leave marks or bruises, that's where the DCFS can come in, investigate, and find that you have been guilty of child abuse. But I will tell you, having practiced law in the family law court, if you're in a custody dispute or if you're dealing with the courts, you should probably never use physical force, because that is going to be used against you in a court of law almost regularly.
Yeah, and rightly so. Karen Conti, thanks as always, Karen. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You too.